It's so good to be virtually together again. I want to encourage you to stay in practice. And take a moment to check in with yourself. Of course, we have been as we've been sitting here, but to allow yourself now a moment to focus in on the feeling world specifically, and to see what's here for you. What is in your heart? Perhaps offering a label for it of some kind, a word. Or an image. And then let the label go and enter into the feeling again, the feeling space. Just sensing what's here. Allowing yourself to be open with yourself. These are indeed strange times. We've heard the word unprecedented again and again. We don't have a way of really understanding this, I think, because the situation is so vast and outcomes are so unknown. So for me, many feelings over the course of any given day. In my at certain levels of consciousness, I might think, "Oh, I'm fine. Nice to be home. Had a good sandwich." But on some other, maybe subterranean levels, more is going on, and I know that because when I wake up in the middle of the night, it takes me a lot longer to fall back asleep. Tears come to my eyes sometimes, and I don't know why. And of course, I do know why. I feel anxious, I feel scared, I feel sad for the many people of this world, the stories that we hear in the news of people who can't breathe and don't have ventilators or concern that this may happen to people here as well. Just don't know. But these fears, anxieties, and a sense of sadness arises, the sadness over life not being the way that I planned. I had all kinds of great plans. And you know, rather than pretend that there are no feelings, which creates a kind of tension in me, it can be so healing to just see what's here and to be with it and give it space to unfold. Things may show up in many different ways. It may be a very active mind, very busy, or it may be a kind of dullness. Just whatever is here, whatever form we're taking in this moment, our practice is to just let it be, to stay curious, to keep looking, to notice the shape-shifting clouds of thoughts and feelings and clarity and whatever comes. Today we chanted our Bodhisattva vow to save all beings, our vow to remain and save all beings. Each of us doing our part by staying at home, by as the motto goes, by imagining that we are already sick, that we could get other people sick, so we stay home as much as we can. It's an interesting thing to do to save all beings. Nothing. We are more practiced at this than many. I can imagine that for many people, this could be quite a difficult time. Feeling cooped up. But we have this practice that we can turn to as a refuge. And the refuge is things exactly as they are. The refuge is that little bit of anxiety, that great grief, that fear. As Zen practitioners, that is our refuge, whatever is here now. Quite an incomprehensible statement to many. But with practice, we come to see that this really is true. That perhaps the most challenging thing we do in life is run away from it, run away from our present moment, try to turn it into something that it is not. This moment is as it is. This is where our practice begins and ends, right here. Just this. Allowing what is here to be here. These days, perhaps that world feels rather small. I think it was Corwin who posted that he was planning his next week's vacation. I think it was. He was trying to sort out whether it was going to be in the living room or the kitchen. So the world feels perhaps small. And at the same time, so paradoxically, we also feel how interconnected we are. Feel the whole world present in every gesture. So I'm going to just offer a little encouragement. We save all beings by being home and by taking care of ourselves these days. By cleaning the dishes out of the sink with affection and care. By taking care of ourselves, by shaving or washing our hands attentively. And if we have it in us, perhaps we can do a little something more. Perhaps we can reach out to someone who we know is alone and let them know that we're thinking of them. Perhaps we're able to remain isolated and at the same time are able to give blood. The Red Cross is inviting people. They say the supply is running low. And they have ways for us to go and give blood, apparently. Whatever your way is, your way of offering what you can. And of course, the great practice is recognizing how all beings actually reside in our hearts. This whole world, one body. Saving all beings by allowing all beings in our hearts. So, one moment at a time. Just this. Just this breath. Just this phone call. Just this kitty. Thank you.